Which one of your friends is most likely to be murdered?
The one I'm talking to right now on the air.
You think me?
Yeah, I would say you.
You're kidding. I think I'm the least likely.
No. You have a bad habit of speaking your mind to total strangers.
So you think it's going to be some sort of stranger that like pulls out a knife or a gun because they don't like me talking back to them?
Yeah, somebody is going to say something to you on the street one day. You don't brush things off your shoulder very well.
No.
So if you're in a mood that day, you're going to go right back at them and they're going to take out a gun and kill you.
No, I'm pretty good at assessing who has a gun and who doesn't. Like, I've definitely walked by people that seem kind of dangerous and they say something crazy to me and I just keep walking. There was a guy the other day that my boyfriend and I were walking. The guy said some horrible stuff to us. And I said, he's nuts. Keep walking. He's packing. He has some sort of weapon, a knife. I don't know. He's crazy. Mm-hmm. So we both just like zipped it and kept walking. We're pretty good at assessing who's violent and who's not.
I know, but you're in the world's biggest city, so you have the best chance of being killed.
But I never leave the house.
Yeah, but you still go out and walk the dog, and the minute you walk outside with that dog, somebody always says, look at that little girl with that big, huge dog.
All the time, every day of my life. That's my life.
Yeah, and you're just going to snap one day.
And then they're going to kill me. All right. I mean, I didn't think it was me because I feel like so I was watching the show and they were talking about like, you know, different people and what causes them to be murdered, how there are certain people that are just more vulnerable. Like they know too many people or they brag about too many things about their lives. So they have enough people around them they might not know or jealous of them or sick of them and like, you know, kill them because they're jealous. Then there's other people that are just out there and they're too social and like people fall in love with them and have crushes on them and they reject them and then somebody kills them because of, you know, the rejection. So I was having a conversation with a girlfriend of mine about this. So like, which one of our friends is the most likely to be murdered? And we both settled on the same person because I'll tell you why. She's very social. She knows everybody. Everywhere we go, she knows somebody. But she doesn't just like know them like, hey, how you doing? Like she's the mayor of the town. Mm-hmm. No, she gets involved in their lives. She helps them if they need a job. She helps them like, do you need a boyfriend? I'll find you that. I'm having a party. You come over on Saturday. Like every time you go to her house, there's a brand new swath of people there. Like she gets way too many people way too close to her. And she lives in this like really remote area that's like, if you're going to kill anybody, this is where to do it. Mm-hmm. She literally lives on a dead end street and there's nothing around for like a while. So she's asking for it.
You know, I wonder what the percentage of people that get killed, they know the person or they don't know the person.
No, for the most part, they know the person.
Okay. Because
that's the whole thing. They know the person. Like, so you say that I'm more likely to be killed because I'm on the street and some stranger's going to take out a gun.
Yeah, nobody that knows you is going to kill you. Somebody's just going to snap on you. And
a lot of people that know me are more likely to kill me than a stranger.
I'm trying to think of your friends like James. I think James could get tired of you one day, and you're there. I don't know, getting your hair cut. And the scissors, you know, slip.
Just slip somehow, yeah.
And cut your neck off. But I still think it's a stranger. You, it's stranger. Because somebody's going to kill you and then prop you up against a wall. And you're going to be there for like 4 days before somebody realizes that person
is dead.
And I'm
not just some drunk laying there.
Right. People are going to be walking over you for at least a week. But yeah, that's somebody's just going to snap on you that way because you're going
to
snap back.
James wouldn't kill me because he needs my advice all the time. He's always calling me to tell me like, oh, Mary, listen to this story. So he wouldn't want to be without that.
But you have fought with him before and I can see where.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he is a very even keeled dude, but I can see him snapping too.
It could turn, yeah.
And I can very easily see your boyfriend, you know, snapping one night.
Yeah, that I can see too. All right, so maybe I am the most likely. Maybe I'm more likely than I realize. My friends and I did think it was this one other friend of ours, but now I'm thinking it's me.
You know, water boils at 212 degrees, okay. And I think everybody around you is at 211 at all times. You take us up to that level that we just stay there. We're not going to snap, but that 1 degree, it could be the boiling point.
Just on the one wrong day that like something bad happened in your life, like just the confluence of like something bad happening to you and I just pushed you a little bit. It's the wrong time, like wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah. Most of the time you can deal with Cooper, but yeah. Then there's those times that
you had
a really, really bad day and it's just, you can't.
Yeah.
You're at 212.
I better watch my step.
You're a teapot and you're making that noise.